Well, hello, my friends. It's been a while. I'm back. I just, you know, have been so busy I forgot all about my podcast. That's just wrong. Well, you know what? If you're standing in front of me, I'd say, how are you? But I know you're richly blessed. Even if you're listening and not in person, I know you're richly blessed. So I remember watching the movie White Christmas, and I was so surprised Bing Crosby was singing to I can't remember the female star's name, but they were in the lodge and there's a cozy fire going and she's all sad and depressed, and Bing Crosby says, well, what's going on? You need to eat. And he starts making jokes, and then she said, she told him she was just not doing well. And he says, at times like that, when you can't sleep, that's what it was. She said she couldn't sleep. And he said, I find that it's best to just count your blessings. Count your blessings. Yeah, it's such a beautiful song. And I can't remember the words, or I would sing a little bit of it, but watch it. Yeah. Anyway, what's been going on with me? Well, if you know me, you know I've been canning. And I was about to say canning my brains out, but, you know, that's not an issue. I've been doing a lot of canning, and I have gotten into this thing where I've been making my own salsa every week. I make a quart of salsa, and guess who eats it? Yes, every day. Every day I have to have chips and salsa, especially when I discovered that the particular chips that we eat, they're Santitas white corn chips, tortilla chips, they have the calorie count on them is really low. And salsa has zero calories. Now, I'm not kidding. No, I am serious. I looked it up. I have a calorie counter, and homemade salsa, unless you put, I don't even know if you put a little bit of sugar in it, if that's got calories, but it's very negligible, very, very small amount, if any. So, girl, I tell you, I am stuffing my face. No, I have about maybe a quarter cup every day. And I just love salsa. And it has to be, has to have a little kick to it. So, well, more than a little kick, but I remember making it for a barbecue that our friends had, and I made it kind of conservative, but it did have a bite to it. And it was one of those that gets you in the back of your mouth, you know, in your throat afterwards. It's like, I call it an after bite. And there's always that one guy, it's not hot enough. Oh, come on. I'm making it for everybody, not just you. But anyway, yeah, it's, I have found that there seems to be a mindset among guys, the hotter, the better, the more heat you can take, the more manly you are, you know, it's this macho thing. And they're talking about ghost peppers and habaneros, and habaneros, by the way, are not hot enough anymore. But I'll tell you what my secret is. And yes, this is just blasphemy, but, well, that's not the right word. Anyway, we have our own canned tomatoes, but I have found that if you use diced tomatoes in the can, you put two cans in your food processor, and then you add whatever you want. You add a jalapeno or two, you add red onion. I like red onions, or green onions. I love chopped green onions. I just cut them in large pieces and toss them in, and a whole handful of cilantro if you like cilantro. Of course, garlic, salt, no pepper. That's just wrong. and, you know, whatever suits your fancy, whatever you really like. Some people like to put bell peppers in it. Walt can't eat bell peppers, so I don't put it in there. There are sweet bell peppers that I really like, but I don't put them in. And I just turn the food processor on and boom. And when I pour it in, it fills a quart jar. By the way, I'm on my walk, so you're going to hear some cars going by and birds and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, it fills a quart jar, a ball canning jar. And then, sadly enough, I have to eat some of it because there's about a quarter of a cup over that amount when I'm done. It's the sacrifice I have to make, of course. Anyway, so what's God been doing in your life? I have heard of some astounding miracles lately. And we've had great, great things happening to us that, you know, you look at them later and you go, you know what, that had to be God. That just had to be God. So if you are listening via my link on Facebook, you may or may not realize that now this is not Anchor. Spotify for podcasters bought Anchor. So it is now Spotify. It doesn't matter. You can listen to it on several different platforms. But I just wanted to stop in, say hello. If you're listening to this, I love you. And someday somebody's going to walk with me and I can interview them or we can chat together. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, it would be. What I did was I just walked up to Ace and back, and that's about not quite a mile. Fred's starting up his truck. We're almost home. So, love you bunches. Listen again soon. Comment below, and I will answer on my next podcast. Bye-bye now.